take three, take two sucked. First one. Yo. Break it up.
Yo, I break it up and spit it like tobacco in right fields. I'm acting like a savage and exploding like minefields. So much aggression and expression of minefields. Like fighting for my life, a rap attacker with mic skills. The time is critical and ticking like time bombs. My offense is pivotal, my lyrics will bear arms. My defense is evident, I block and I jab back. Duck and attack and smack him with the back of my left hand. Just like a horror movie, moment you ran into me. An evil spirit, you hear it and now you'll never lose me. Call it some braggadocious magic like hocus pocus. Tiger fist with a little bit of the dragon lotus. Who needs a bodyguard? I'll hit your body hard. 55 hit combo to split your phony squad. Thinking faster than brain matter can spark a thought. Plan a suggestion, inception before the script was bought. Battle with axes and hammers and bullets blazing. Call it amazing the way I'm raiding your masquerade.
Are we? Oh, we are live! Oh, wow,
live mics.
That's a yeah,
indeed.
That one from live zero case. To 100 real quick.
That's well, you know, I haven't seen you boys in a while, so
yeah, well, that requires cheers.
Yeah,
indeed, it does. Yeah.
We didn't wind up doing the second week of recording during Dan's vacation. Yeah, that was right after your election too. So I think we were all probably just a bit mentally drained.
I think
I still am.
Oh yeah, Dan. I mean, Dan's gonna be till till January 20th at least.
Mine was more of a mishap of a recording.
Oh,
So 2 weeks ago, I had a nice little recording. Had like 3 episodes done.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I had one show done for another show.
Yeah.
And then I did the Battle Wound show. And there's probably a good 2 episodes inside of that show that I could have split.
Yep.
It was probably the couple days before Halloween, and all the lights went off and then just started flickering. And I didn't have the board plugged into the laptop
because,
you know, I have the board now, so I don't need to worry about the saving and any of that stuff. So I'm just using the board.
Yeah.
And when the lights went out, the power gone, so the board turned off.
Oh, and it killed the recording?
It killed the recording, so it didn't save anything. So there was a good, like, 2 hours, 2.5 hours of just ghostness. Like the
where you were just talking, and you're like, oh, we didn't record any of that.
No, that's pretty much kind of how it felt.
Yeah.
Just because the board turned off, so it didn't save anything.
And that Bad Larry doesn't have, like, a battery backup option or anything like that? You can't throw a couple, 9 volts in it?
No, it's all straight plug into the...
Yep.
Yikes.
Even with the SD card on it, didn't do like a backup save or any of that stuff. So I was like, fuck. Because as soon as I got home, I was like, man, I hope this son of a bitch saved.
Yeah.
Nope.
Plugged it in. I was like, all right, cool. I saw the file folder, had the date, the time that, you know, I normally would have started it. Boom. Go to click on the damn file. No data.
Corrupt. Yeah.
No, it wasn't even corrupt. There was just no data. It's like, son of a bitch.
Damn it. I have similar bad luck compared to that right now. So this is what, 2 weekends ago or 3 weekends ago that I did the nests. So I go and I decide, I'm like, all right, it's starting to get cold out. Mm-hmm. I can get a rebate for like $100 off with like those smart thermostats.
Yep.
So I bought 3 of them and we get the first one hooked up. No problem. Like whatever. My dad comes over, shows me how to do it. I'm like, all right, I bang out the other 2 in like less than an hour. Super easy. Whatever. Getting them to get configured is like the most ridiculous, like, because they need to they all need to pair to one another and have their own mesh network instead of being a part of like your actual Wi-Fi network.
Yeah,
it's something weird. I don't really understand why. I think it has to do with some kind of like European standard.
Oh man,
for how like so they're just like, all right, so just all of them do it. You can't do it over Wi-Fi because they were like thinking of hacking it. I'm sitting here for like a day just trying to get all 3 of them to work at the same time, and I'm like, all right, whatever. I change it to my 5G channel on my Wi-Fi and they all connect first fucking try. So I'm just sitting there for like a day just like, why isn't, like, it says to just use it on the 2.4 because it's not doing a lot of data or anything like that. I'm like, why won't these work? Yeah. Why won't these work?
Oh damn.
First time I try.
The extra precaution so that some jerk doesn't hack your thermostat.
Yeah.
Try to make you really uncomfortable that one time.
Yeah, exactly. God forbid you. God forbid you don't change your default password.
You must pay this much in the Cash App.
Yeah, yeah.
Or you'll be really uncomfortable.
Yeah. Ransom my HVAC system. But then even after that, it's like, okay, we had like 2 days where it was like cold enough to justify like either clicking on the heat or whatever. Cause it's like, you're supposed to like the first week you have it, like
adjust it.
Yeah. Cause then it learns your habits and your patterns and stuff. Like when you're home, when you're not, when you're sleeping, yada, yada. It's been in the goddamn 70s past like 2 weeks now.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell happened? We had snow on Halloween and then we're back to bright and sunny 70s.
Cause that, the snowstorm was the day after the recording done goofed.
Mm. Yeah. So it's like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah. Like, so after that happened, I was like, you know what? All the boys are going on vacation. We're not recording for a little bit. I need some time to recoup this loss.
Yeah. No, I was just like, what? I'm so annoyed. So I'm like, it's going to pay out in the long run either way. I'll save money down the line.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure that we were hyping one of the other shows.
Yeah.
For like the actual first episode of the show itself.
Oh, yeah. What
it was the movie preview one.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So we were kind of hyping that the podcast was going to come soon and not just like a random top 10 that we kind of do at the end of the year.
Yep.
And we're like, oh, okay. We're going
to
have like
a start to never finish.
Yeah.
Kind of like that. Yeah. Actually, I have a bracket for you guys.
I don't know. Woo! I don't know if I could do a top 10 movies this year because I've seen like two.
Yeah.
I've seen like two new movies the entire year, and that's it.
Yeah. Well, the last 2 years, because I had work, you know, all my like top 10 movies were like the very end of the year when I hadn't worked at all. So I was just cramming.
Crush like 20 movies in a long weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the movie preview podcast page has just like the top 10 movies. There's no like actual episodes.
Yeah.
So we were actually going to do a podcast for it. Mm-hmm. And we had like a good like half hour, 45 minutes or so. And then.
Nice.
Now it's ghost. So, because I didn't hit the stop button, I just let it record like normal.
Yeah.
And I just went transition from one show right to the other, and
you didn't take a look and be like,
done goofed.
Typically, when I'm like, hey, Bri, that light's green. Are you sure we're not recording? And then you're like, boop, we are now.
Yeah. No, this one was just a straight run through. Went from one show, transitioned right into the other, off pretty much the same topics.
Well, that's
I like. Also kind of did it as like a transition to reference the show. Mm-hmm. So other people go to that show kind of thing. But yeah, it all kind of went to hell when the power went out. And
so that sucks, especially losing that much work. I would just be like, I would just at that point, I would table flip. I would make sure I bought the extended warranty on the board and then just table flip.
And we sat there for like a good half hour too, because we just opened a new beer.
Yeah. And you're like,
So we kind of waited to see what was going to happen, but nope, didn't come back. And it was the only building on the entire street that was flickering.
Oh, so it's probably just something like with one of their circuit breakers or something.
It could be, you know, the building itself kind of going into like a reboot system or...
Yeah.
That was painful.
Oh, that sucks. That sucks. So what's the name of that podcast? The
movie it's just Movie Preview.
Just Movie Preview?
Yeah. The Facebook page is, you know, Movie Preview. So we're kind of doing a podcast from that.
Okay.
Because they're trying to rebuild.
So this will still be the Battle Wounds podcast.
Battle Wounds Wednesday, and then there's Battle Wounds Friday.
Mm-hmm. Battle Wounds Wednesday.
Then we have the Movie Preview.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to bring on the Mass Mouse fans.
It's the adult Movie Preview, right?
It could be.
No, I'm just kidding.
You'll find an audience.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But the in the beginning, the movie preview.
So the story of this one, not good.
Wasn't that great. I was invested, though.
Yeah.
I kept watching. I guess originally movie preview had a bunch of administrators.
Okay.
And somebody done goofed and... posted something and then they kind of got taken down, so they had to rebuild after having like thousands and thousands of fans. They went all the way down to zero
fans.
That sucks.
So they have to rebuild. So
okay,
I kind of came in and now I'm kind of part of that team.
Cool.
So,
well, we're going to need to figure out for down here for the Battle Wounds podcast and set up the studio a little more classier so it doesn't look like we're in my mom's basement, because God damn it, it's my basement. I own this house.
I was also, that's the next thing too, is say things do happen, I'll have the basement at my house that I'm going to try and set up. It's not as spacious as yours.
And the
only thing with that is, with mine, it's kind of in the middle for everyone. Mm-hmm. If we do one giant show, it's definitely in the middle.
Yeah.
Where we have, you know, here, and then everyone else is like Burlington and Medford. So I would be kind of the middle ground.
It's a bit of a stretch.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a stretch. So. Okay. Well, we'll figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's still positives to having two crews.
Yeah. At this point, I'm saying it's not allowed.
Yeah.
Just Brian.
Yeah, just Brian. Yeah.
And if not, like they mentioned, you know, they're down for the drive skis, but it would probably definitely have to be a weekend.
Yeah. And that's the issue. That's a little bit harder for this guy.
Yeah.
A little bit harder for this guy.
So that's where like the two shows kind of like comes in handy.
Yeah.
Just because everyone's time frame.
Yeah. And probably people want to listen to the other show more than ours because it doesn't have Dan.
Yeah.
To just bring him down.
I mean, I always work really well off of a lot of people, but, you know, with Will,
it's a different dynamic.
It's an uphill battle. Yeah. You know, there's only so much that you can bring to the table.
You run up an ice hill with cleats.
Yeah. There's only so much that we can talk about.
And they know. There's been periods where you've gone to get a beer, and Brian and I have continued on, and it's just been the most interesting part of the whole podcast.
I wouldn't doubt it. I would really not doubt it, because I feel like I just am.
No, there's definitely sometimes when I'm going through and editing, and I was like, man, did somebody leave because it's just us two talking, or was, you know, we just got engaged with whoever we're talking about and forget the other person was there?
Well, was it? If it was Dan and I fighting, then no, you were probably still sitting there. But otherwise, I might have gone to take a shit like I typically do.
Yeah, take a shit.
That's a good half hour time.
Yeah, get a beer.
Exactly. Yeah.
There was definitely a couple times where you've disappeared, and we're like, "Man, did he get kidnapped? Getting beers?"
Yeah. You come upstairs. I'm doing dishes. Like, okay, guys,
making the bed.
Yeah.
Slave.
So yeah, but anyways.
So I see this.
Before we get further, this is the first time we've done the tasting on this.
Well, you kind of tasted the.
That god awful.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was that? Was it a Goose Island?
No, it wasn't the Goose. It wasn't the Goose. It was one next to the Goose, usually in the stores.
Oh, yeah. It was the one in Newton, Mass.
Yeah, the one that does.
Yeah, they've got the owl on the can.
The Hoots.
The Hootskies.
Shit.
It
starts with an A. Is it the Ebenezer?
No. That's an
Alchemist.
Hometown. Nope. Alchemist is Vermont.
Yeah, really good.
Jesus.
Wow, what the fork is it?
I'm totally blanking on this name.
An owl?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do the Hoot Seltzer.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a seltzer, I don't know.
No. That like they do craft beer too.
Yeah,
it's
but
owl logo, and I don't.
Yeah, it's the one. It's the one in Newton, across from that distillery. I think it's Clear Path Distillery.
It was an IPA.
There's so many IPAs.
I know, and I'm struggling so hard.
I'm trying like not to look it up either.
Rest in peace, Alex Trebek.
Yes,
he died yesterday.
Crazy. It's not like Night Shift or like.
Oh no, it's Night Shift. Yeah, it's
was Night Shift.
Yeah,
Night
Shift.
Why did I think it started with an A?
Because you were thinking you were thinking Alchemist.
Yes. I was thinking Owl. Yes. And I was thinking So what goes the Owl? Like, it's not.
He threw me off. Off by saying A, and that's what I was getting. Like,
wow.
I was like aviation, alcohol. Aromatherapy.
Jeez, I give this to myself.
All I gotta say is I win 1-0.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, the state. I'll give it to him fast and a rip flag. But we're gonna try something that's actually tasty today and not.
Usually, I'm not one for the bourbons, but
Oh, I love me some bourbons.
Bourbon gets me all antsy in my pantsy, so I only drink it
every now and then.
Special occasions, you know.
Yeah.
Whiskey is my mistress.
Definitely not mine. Days that
end in Y. All of them?
All of them.
Love me some whiskeys.
Yeah.
I'm more of the other dark liquor guy with the rumskies.
The pirate side of this equation.
I do like the booty.
I do like, like for me, when I drink rum, I like the sweet drinks, you know, like the punches and like the Mai Tai.
And this might be like kind of like why this one's a little bit up your alley, because it's a little sweeter than
that's what I'm gonna go with, just because of the flavor that it says it is.
Well, I like bourbon.
This is still a bourbon. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, I like Bullet. I like, you know, like just like your average. It's just when I drink it. It's very it goes down very easy. I really enjoy it. That's why I'm like, I don't drink it that often.
Like a cabin fever?
Some people don't like the burn.
It's like a cabin fever because of the maple and all that? Have you had the cabin fever?
No, I haven't, so I don't really have the reference. Okay. I wouldn't call this flavored liquor because it's made with maple.
Okay.
But it's not like this doesn't feel like artificial liquor.
Oh, it's just hot as balls down here, too. That's why I'm sweating.
Will's turning the lights off to pretend that he's not warm.
Yeah.
Setting the mood. He doesn't have his sexy podcast tank on.
Yeah.
It's true.
Ugh. I could go get my sexy podcast. We might have to take this shot and then take a quick break
so you can get,
sexy podcast tank top on. I forgot that I'm not going anywhere the rest of the night.
And this is whiskey. It's going to warm you up a bit.
Yeah.
It'll warm you up.
And I'm already sweating down like my back. Like sweating down into my butt crack.
Turn the fan on, though.
Not going to be a good thing.
You got to regulate your body temperature, brother.
Dude, I don't know. It's just weird.
It is quite warm outside, though.
Yeah.
It is warm.
Yeah. It is warm. But this guy's wearing jeans and a hoodie.
Yep.
Just like, ugh.
Sweating out them carbs is what he's doing.
Yeah.
I'm not even sweating. It's body regulation, man.
My body doesn't work like that.
Yeah, me neither. He also lived in Florida for a couple of years. So.
Yeah. Gotcha.
So he's just like... Like, when I used to go to Disney World, like, and you see, like, the people in, like, the full suits, like, the supervisors and stuff walking around in, like, full sleeves and stuff, I'm like, it's 85 degrees out, full humidity, and you're in long sleeves in a suit jacket.
It was like that when I was in South Carolina. It was kind of like that.
Ugh.
I would see some people in, like, full-on pants and, like, those giant puffy bubble jackets, and, you know, it's 60 degrees outside.
You see those bubble jackets break out in Florida, and it's, like, 75. Like,
yeah. Ugh. There's a light breeze.
It's the ocean. Fuckers.
It's hurricane weather, guys. It's still 73 degrees out. I don't give a shit.
It looks like I just walked through a hurricane on 75 degrees out.
Yeah. All right. So, Dan, you want to pour this out?
Sure.
Little Porsky.
I shall do the honors.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
For my homies.
So what is this? Sapling? Is this what it's called?
Yeah, this is Sapling. They're in Brattleboro, Vermont.
Okay. Okay. So this is a maple bourbon that we are going to little try skis.
Do a little sampling.
A little nice
not
sample.
Not a little sampling, but you mean.
Well.
We're going to do a shot.
Technically a little sample.
Yeah.
Compared to what we would normally do.
We would typically be further in. We started recording a little later than usual later today.
Pulling back the curtain.
Yeah. Dan had to.
Take care of some business.
Yeah. Yeah. Walk his dog.
Makes sense.
And that's not like a... that's like literally... Like, that's not like code for something. He literally went to walk his dog.
Yeah. It's not code for doing the...
No.
Gotcha.
I mean, it might be.
Hey.
I just have a different code for that.
Yeah.
not today.
Taming the shrew.
Slaying the dragon.
Yeah. All right. So, let's see here.
Well, all right, boys.
Cheers, gentlemen.
Has a nice little maple smell. Yeah, I definitely... also smell the bourbon at the same time.
It is by far one of the smoothest, like, shot. Like, there's a little bit of a kick at the end, but it's
definitely
by far,
the bourbon,
like,
kick at the end.
Yeah. It's a little bit
that's
of
the bourbon.
Bourbon kick and then burn afterwards, but...
That burn is tempered with maple.
Yeah. It's like a very...
It's a low burn.
Yeah. Like
maple. It's a low and slow.
Yeah. Yep.
I can feel it.
Yep.
Low and slow.
The warmth is there, but it's not as harsh.
That's true.
Yeah. It's like it's like when you go to a pancake house the day after
you get
the morning.
Syrupy
the morning after drinking.
Yeah.
And you're having some pancakes and you just take a big bite.
Like, now I'm really tasting the maple.
Yeah, I was gonna say it has a nice maple aftertaste where it's not too overpowering.
A little bit of vanilla in there too. Mm-hmm.
And you get that burp that comes up from down under.
I'm waiting for that.
You mix up the last night's bourbon or last night's liquor with this morning's pancakes. Yeah, it's a good feeling.
You do pancakes for dinner with this? You're in danger town.
I wonder if we could probably, mix that into either a batter or
hell yeah,
just alcoholic pancakes, yo. Or just like a demi glaze. Yeah. Yeah, I was like, I don't want to say a syrup because it's like, use actual syrup still. Yeah.
We did it.
No, but you could definitely throw it on and heat it up a little bit, kind of reduce it and make it a little
flambe it.
Well, no, I'm just saying like have it thicker. As a shot after you eat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
As a dessert.
Yeah. Kind of like people do, like your Sambuca. Gotcha. Yeah. Is anybody a Sambuca fan? No.
Not really.
No.
I don't like black licorice, so I wouldn't like the
same. Oh,
okay. Yeah. I will, when I'm out for, like, if I'm out for, like, back when, like, the world was still, like, open.
Alive.
Yeah, and, like, not just, you know.
When the world was young.
And not just the internet. I would go out for, like.
And we had not angered God.
I would go out for, like, business dinners and stuff.
Yeah.
And, of course, they're, like, the three-hour-long dinners where, like, you're just, especially if you're traveling, like if it's like after a day of traveling and you get there and you have to sit through like a 3-hour dinner where it's just like, I just want to have a cocktail, eat, go home, like go back to my room or whatever.
Yeah.
And then it turns into like 3 hours of schmoozing or whatever. By the end of it, I'm like, I'm about to fall asleep. Give me either a coffee or whatever. I'll do a shot of Sambuca sometimes.
A little Irish coffee.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I really don't like the black licorice, so any of the forms of alcohol that are black licorice tasting, I'm not a fan of.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's like, I don't really like the flavor of it, but it wakes you up. It's like a nice, like
No, I think I'd go in a different route with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, coffee exists.
Yeah, coffee does exist.
I'll take some coffee with some...
I'll do an Irish coffee, man.
With some goodies in it.
I just think, an Irish coffee that late in the day...
I'll probably be wired all night.
Yeah, I'd be up the entire night. I don't want that, so... But...
But going back to the dark liquors and the sweetness that you mentioned earlier,
there it is.
Ooh, you got it.
With a hint of orange, which wasn't that bad.
Mm.
But the sweet rums, there's one that's made with sugar cane.
Oh, ooh. Okay.
And instead of molasses.
Yep.
And it's very sweet. It's from Hades. It's probably one of the best rums I've ever had. It's called Bourbon Coup.
Yep. Okay.
I have to remember that.
And there's three kinds of bottles you can buy.
Mm-hmm.
There's a age 4 years.
Yeah.
There's an 8, and then maybe like a 12. And then I think for certain ones, there might even be like a 20. But hot damn.
Wow.
Is what I say. And I had it from here.
Yep.
Like the actual like liquor stores from here. Only certain people carry it.
Yeah.
But I've also had somebody bring it from Haiti.
New Hampshire liquor stores are actually pretty well stocked. They do a good job of bringing stuff in from all over the world.
But this one was actually from,
yeah,
like Haiti, the Bourbon Coup from Haiti versus.
So it was a fresh batch?
From here, yeah. A lot different.
Yeah.
But still, like, definitely one of the sweeter rums that are around here.
Very cool.
So if you like the sweetness in your rum, that's definitely the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
I like my rum mixed with things.
Oh, I drink mine kind of like right out of the glass.
And not much of a straight rum drinker myself.
And going back to a previous episode, it's the only time I'll have ice.
Oh, really?
Is in just a plain old, you know.
Yeah. I'll do a rum and coke. I'll do rum.
Oh, I'll have like the rum and coke, but if I'm having it straight, I'll have, that's the only time I'll have the ice.
Yeah. See, whiskey, I'm straight all the time. I don't mix whiskey with anything.
Yeah.
You shouldn't. It's sacrilege. but. Yeah, everything else is a mix. I'm not going after straight vodka. I think if you go after straight vodka, it's you.
I think vodka is more of the mixed drink.
You hate yourself if you've gone after straight. If you're going after straight vodka, you either hate yourself or you cannot.
Or you're Russian.
Or you're just Russian.
Or you're just Russian. And in Russia, again, you got nothing else to do but burn your tongue.
Mm-hmm. We've liked to party.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I now love a good dark and stormy.
Ooh.
Yeah, after going to Bermuda for my honeymoon.
Yep.
I've had a couple of dark and stormies.
Yep. Goslings. they're based out of there.
Good, yes. Good stuff. Are. I like the Goslings.
See, if I'm going to go mixed drink, I might as well go full tropical for me. I'm going to be like Mai Tai or like some sort of like...
I'll do it with whatever compliments.
Pacific style. Like.
Yeah, like whatever I'm like eating, like to compliment. Like if I'm at like a Chinese restaurant or whatever, yeah, I'll either do like a Mai Tai or a Scorpion Bowl type of deal. But like, yeah, if I'm like, you know, on a honeymoon, I will drink whatever the drink of
I haven't been to any of the islands, but if I have gone to any of the islands, I would probably drink whatever is
from the right place for margarita.
The island.
Yeah.
So whatever like the rum is from the island, I'd probably drink that.
Yeah, margarita is probably the one that I will drink, like, without...
You see, tequila, I'll do straight, too.
See, I don't like tequila.
Yeah, tequila,
I'll do straight. Because it turned me into a spider one time, and I just was never a fan after that.
I can understand that. I mean, okay. Tequila has not turned me into any kind of arachnid.
Oh, man.
I mean...
I may or may not have told the story before on this podcast.
If you have, I was like,
not to us.
I was either wasted or it didn't happen.
So... It may have been on an earlier version before you guys came on.
It's very possible.
It may have been just in passing, kind of like behind the scenes type of thing.
Yeah.
But me and other Dan.
Yes.
So Dano.
Okay. Dano.
Had gone out one time to this random party, and we were kind of a little pre-gaming before.
Yep.
We had kind of killed half a bottle of vodka, like between both of us. So it was probably like a full bottle of vodka between the both of us, about a half each. Before we went out, got there, started drinking the beer skis.
Yep.
And somebody had brought up tarantula tequila.
Oh, tarantula.
And, you know, so we were just taking some couple drink skis. And then next thing you know, we're kind of leaving the party. We're just like, yeah, this place is kind of... So we left.
Yep.
And one of those girls he was talking to was trying to, like, go home with us. Mm-hmm. So I was like, man, she has the tequila, so if you want to drink a little later on, definitely invite her because she's going to bring what she has. Because we kind of drank everything before we came out. So she came back to the place. Me and him were just playing Madden, and then she just keeps telling me to drink and take shots. I'm like, all right, whatever. So I'm drinking the tequila. So I probably drank half of the bottle of Tarantula.
This is the mistake. Listen to the lady around you.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so I done goofed, I'll tell you that. Yeah. And then they had gone to Denny's, where...
Of course.
As I had
passed... As you do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, I passed the fuck out.
Yeah.
Totally passed the fuck out.
At the Denny's?
No, before they had even gone to Denny's.
Do they have to weekend at Bernie's you into the Denny's?
No, but
this has happened, it's allowed.
That's another story. Mm-hmm. But
Denny's doesn't judge.
No, definitely not, because by the times I've been in there, Jesus.
That's why you go to Denny's. They don't
exactly.
They're good people.
Exactly.
No, they're people.
No, they're people. They just want to make some monies. But yeah, man, I passed out, and then probably like a good... They were still at Denny's, but I had woke up out of like mid-sleep, and I had to piss.
Oh, yeah?
Bro, I go to stand up, fall flat on my face, because my legs were asleep.
Ouch. Yeah,
I have no idea how my legs were asleep.
That just sounds like a circulation problem.
Bro, I was laying flat, so I have no idea how my legs were asleep.
Now, did you faint, or was it like...
No, I just fell because my legs were...
Okay, so pins and needles got you.
Yeah, yeah, because, you know, you're sleeping, so your first instinct is just to sit up and then go to stand up.
Now your legs move the way they're going to begin with is a little bit, but once, like, you're trying to get balanced...
Yeah, straight pins and needles, bro. Yep. Fell down. Boom. Smack my face off the bed.
Went too far.
So then at this point, I was like, how the hell am I going to go take a piss now because my legs aren't working? Mm-hmm. I had to literally crawl to the bathroom like a spider and then proceed to pull myself up to the toilet and then sit on the toilet because I couldn't stand up to pee.
Mm. You basically...
These pins and needles went on for a while.
So this is your excuse for peeing like a girl.
No, I'm just kidding. No, seriously, yeah. Yeah, I felt like Superman. Tell you that.
It's just cleaner.
Yeah, it's fair.
It probably would have been cleaner because I had to sit down.
You had to Lieutenant Dan yourself.
I literally had a Lieutenant Dan. So I had to crawl my spidery ass all the way to the bathroom, pull myself onto the toilet, and then piss.
Wow.
It was quite interesting, say the least. So that's my tarantula story.
Cool. Yeah, that hasn't happened to me like before, but I honestly think it's because more of the mixing than anything else.
Yeah.
if you're going from vodka to beer to tequila,
yeah,
you're gonna have a bad night.
Mm-hmm.
Like anytime that you're mixing those kind of like base alcohols,
Dan typically plans out his night when it comes to liquors, so
yeah,
he's pretty good about that. Until he's not.
Until like
until he's some not. Nights.
Someone throws a wrench in there.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But to be perfectly honest, that's like.
That's why I introduced the shot early instead of being like, hey, we're 4 hours into this. Let's do shots.
Yeah, but we're also not going to be like, let's do a shot of vodka later. We're not going to be like, let's do a shot of Jägermeister.
Anytime we have to go on bar crawls, Dan will drink and then by like the last like hour or so, it spirals because we're just all getting
super drunk.
Like, and people are just buying you drinks and like handing out. Like,
oh, I have a story for that too.
So it's just like a, like you know, you finish a drink, you go to the bar. What are you drinking? What are you drinking? And then like they order two of whatever they're drinking and you end up with Sambuca. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm a grown ass man. I know where my limits are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I always bail. Like,
yeah.
There's always time in the night where I'm just like,
disappear.
I know that if someone hands me another drink, I'm going to drink it.
A good old Irish goodbye.
And then just boots and cats in, boots and cats in. Yeah.
he slowly fades out.
But things are not going to go well.
Yeah.
Like, we're talking like, and there's a certain point in the night where like I'm like, okay, I know I can make it back right now. If I start walking.
Oh,
back.
Yeah.
And then he'll get back to the hotel and he'll continue to drink.
But you're not at the bar.
But it's a place where I can lay down.
Or at the hotel bar. But yeah, if we're like a mile and a half or like out of the way, he'll just be like, nope, I'm gone.
A little bit of the bubbly.
Yeah. And he's actually, it's funny because I had photo evidence of one time where he just went too far and he was drinking Red Label.
Oh, yes.
Oh, boy.
And
this is a story.
Long story short, he brought it down to like the atrium of the hotel where we were all gathered drinking and like playing board games and stuff like that. And it gets to like 1:30 and we're still kind of being loud or whatever. And security comes up is about to come up, and Dan out of nowhere is passing around just a handle. A
massive handle
of Johnny Walker Red.
And like, we're the biggest bottle of Johnny Walker Red you could buy.
Yeah, and we're literally playing like, hey, take a slug, pass it on, take a slug, pass it on. And for everyone that they would do, Dan would do too. And he gets to the point where he's like, all right, great. And he does something good and gets up on the chair with the bottle in hand to like start celebrating. 30 seconds later, security comes up and is like, hey, guys, was somebody yelling up here? And we're like, no.
Nope.
And they're like, okay, well, you guys probably have, like, another 20 minutes, and then you gotta, like, get out of here. I'm like, all right. And when that was happening, Dan just took the bottle and just kind of shoved it into a backpack and kicked the backpack, like, under the table, and then just immediately was like, all right, I'm going to bed. Or I'm going upstairs.
Just in a beer.
He just grabs it and runs up the thing, like, because the atrium is right next to the elevator, so he just goes, boop. We keep hanging out, the rest of us, we, you know, pack our stuff, whatever. I get back to the room first, and there is Dan, backpack on the bed. Dan.
Tell me he's on the floor.
No.
No.
Even better.
I was going to say, if the backpack's on the bed and you're on the floor, I would have peed myself.
The top half of Dan on the bed. The lower half of Dan standing up still. So you have Dan.
90-degree angled?
90-degree. Angled.
It's a little bit of a deeper one because,
than that.
So you face palmed the bed
and just stayed there. I walk in and he sawing wood. Just
oh man.
The best part is I woke up as they were walking in.
Yeah,
and I remember it.
Yeah,
like
he's okay. Like, oh hey guys.
Hey, at least you remember, right?
Yeah.
So, how many of the boys were in the room with you?
Oh, at that point?
That was still one of the early years where there was like five of us.
Yeah, that was...
Will, Fred, the monies?
Joe, and Chris with myself.
Oh.
Yeah, so there's five of us at that point.
Do I know Joe?
No.
Mm.
I know Fred.
You know Fred.
Fred's the one with the long, slick back. Hairskis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Blonde. And oh, Blondie. You've met all of them probably. They were at my,
wedding. You did meet Joe at the wedding. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because Fred and Chris were at my table.
Yeah. Yeah.
Joe
and,
was.
Yeah.
Well.
Joe was.
Well,
oh, okay.
Joe and Anna.
Oh, he was the only other one with the.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there was someone else at the table that had a date. Or there was two people at the table that had a date.
Was Amanda and Harut at your guest table?
I have no idea.
No, I don't think so.
No.
But there was most of the table was Chris.
It was me, Fred, Chris.
Yeah. There was only like two other girls at the table. I know that. Oh, because so Caitlin.
Kate.
Yeah, she only talked Anna, to one of them.
And
one of them, she was like, eh, she kind of was, ee.
Oh, I don't know. I'd have to think back. I can look through the photos.
Oh, that's it. Yeah. I wouldn't worry about it.
Also don't want to dox anybody on the podcast accidentally. But yeah, so no, you've been
called out.
Yeah.
But no, it's more, I just didn't remember if I had met Joe. Yeah. So
yes, you've
met the one.
Okay.
And since then, it's dramatic. It's gone down dramatically to the point where now it's just, I think, myself and was it just me, you, and Cassie this past year?
Yeah.
In one room. So, yeah. It it's been like, I'm an adult. I can pay for a hotel room myself.
Well, yeah. Well, I still have some friends that when they travel, they book rooms together.
Yeah, I mean, some of that's fun, but like, it depends on the room.
Yeah, depends on the place. Oh, man,
bro, they go...
Yeah.
They go ham. Mm. So they all kind of like...
Like, if it's one thing, if you're like renting like a suite at the Bellagio, like, yeah, I'm cool for that.
Well, I have a buddy that lives in Vegas, so if anything, we can always just stay at his house.
But if it's like a, hey, two twin beds at the Motel 6, no thank you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But when they go to like Japan and China and like Southeast Asia and all that stuff.
Okay.
So they'll get like the weird fucking like... hostels and shit, where there's like 75 randos in your room.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's, I think it, I don't know if it's China or Japan, but they have like the weird random sleep bunks.
Japan does the individual capsule bunks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So there's like the capsule bunks. So I think it was Japan where they.
I'm sure China does it too, to some degree in the major cities.
So they had one place where they'd rent to where it's just straight up, all the castles, the bunks. I was like, that's fucking weird, bro. No thanks.
Yep.
No thanks.
Yeah. And I mean, that like that's a really cost-effective way for people like people who like backpack through Europe and stuff. Like a lot of them, they stay at a hostel. But you got to think, too, they're typically way younger. They're like maybe early 20s.
All these cats make money.
And there's always this potential for these old guys in Europe to cut your ligaments.
Yeah.
There's maybe one or two who don't make.
I saw a documentary one time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw a movie one time.
Is it called Hostel?
It is.
Wait, that was a documentary. Happened in real time.
Yeah.
I've heard stories
of
real life situations. But back to the Reno stories, though. It always seems when I'm with Dano that things happen.
Yes, it's true.
So
Dan seems like he's the wild card. I feel like he's the wild card in your group of friends.
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah,
probably.
No, and well, like knowing him for the amount of time that I've known him for too.
I think the most craziest stories have happened with Dano.
I don't think we're allowed to meet to the quickening. So
yeah,
but there was one time I don't know if I told this one either, but we had gone out and it was me, Dan, and one of our other friends, and the other friend was meeting a bunch of his friends out in downtown Nashua, which is why me and Dan went out because, you know, we were right there. So we had gone out to kind of bar hopping. This is what
that's what you do in downtown Nashville.
Yeah, that's what sparked my memory.
Not much else to do.
And so me and Dan kind of met up with everybody down there, and we were at the what's the place next to the cigar bar?
Oh, that's the Garden.
Yeah, so we're at the Garden, and we're just having the beers. Me and Dan are sitting at the bar, and my friend
downstairs or upstairs?
Upstairs.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So. Our friend is talking to all his friends, kind of just hanging out. So me and Dan are just sitting at the bar. And then this girl that was kind of in the group kind of walks up. And then Dan starts, you know, talking to her, trying to talk to her.
Yep.
And he keeps going and keeps going. And then we end up switching somehow. I don't know how we switched. We may have hit the bathroom or I came back and I like switched places with him.
Yeah.
So then I start talking to the girl and I'm just just talking to her. And then at this point, Dan keeps like elbowing me and nudging me. I was like, what the hell is going on? Like,
yeah, what's up?
What's up? He doesn't say anything. Then now we're starting to just go to random bars.
Okay.
We go to or walk all the way down to San Fran, the
San Francisco kitchen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody buys everybody a shot. Now we go to another place. Same thing.
Yep.
Someone buys somebody a shot. But this the entire time I'm talking to this girl. Then everybody leaves. We're all going our separate ways. So it's me, our Dan, and our friend all getting the one car. And I sit in the back seat. Both of them are in the front seat. And they both turn and look at me at the same time and go, bro, what the fuck is wrong with you? And I was like, what the hell are you talking about? Mm-hmm. He's like, dude, that girl that you were throwing the game to all night has a boyfriend. And I was like, she didn't tell me this.
Oh, God.
He was like, bro, you know the dude that bought the shot for everybody at San Francisco Kitchen? That's her boyfriend. And I was like,
you're like, oops.
You didn't have to buy me a shot.
Yeah. I was like, that's nice of him.
I was like, what a kind guy.
Yeah.
And I was like, bro, when I asked her who she was here with, all she said was her friends. She didn't say boyfriend.
Yeesh.
She said friends. And then Dano goes, bro, when I talked to her and asked her who she was here with, the first thing she said was her boyfriend. And I was like, well, it sucks to be you then.
Exactly, man.
So.
No, you didn't break any rules unless you knew the guy.
I had no idea who.
If you don't know who the fucking guy is, they're not married.
She was trying to risk it all.
Yeah. I had no idea who the guy was, no idea who the girl was. So Dan was like, I forget where I was going with that story.
Better spaghetti. I don't know. You were just talking.
Basically, but like your friends were like, what the fuck, dude? And the reality is you did nothing wrong.
Yeah, so the, that's where I was going with it. Yeah, so Dan was like, man, I can't believe she told you that, you know, she had no boyfriend.
Yeah.
I was like, no, she didn't mention a single word about a boyfriend.
They ain't married.
And then, because Dan was, went to high school with them or whatever, or even middle school, was like, dude, she used to be kind of like big and thick, so like no one kind of talked to her, but you talked to her all night. I was like, so? What does that have to do with anything?
Giving her what she needs.
So, yeah.
Like a bowl of oatmeal.
It's like, man, you were spitting some game, bro. And I was like, all I did was talk to her. That's all I did.
Sometimes it's all it takes.
All I did was finna talk.
There was no pickup lines. There was no nothing. Just, hey, how's your day?
Yeah.
You're gonna die, Cloud! No, I'm just kidding.
This is not my fault.
Hmm. No, I think it's the mic.
Yeah, I think it's the mic. Is the other one we have, is that too hot, that one? Or is that too, like...
Oh, yeah, try that one.
More troubleshooting options.
I literally looked in the bag.
Available to us.
Like, I literally looked in the bag. I was like, where'd the other mic go? Yeah. I thought I had a mother one.
We shall see.
It sounds better.
Yeah.
Already.
And still nothing from the good old Guitar Center?
Like no.
Back-ordered.
Oh, so speaking of that.
Yeah.
Back-ordered.
That back-ordered shit that I had?
Yeah.
They took down off their website, so I don't know if too many people had ordered it.
Yeah.
Or they just stopped making it. So I got to give them
probably a bit of both.
I got to give them a phone call.
Yeah.
To see if they're actually sending that out or not. Because it's no longer on their website.
Yeah, that's... That's a head scratcher right there. Be like, excuse me.
So I'll have to figure that out.
Does it still show up in like your like order stuff? Like if you
on the back order stuff. Okay. But
so be like,
yeah, I have to figure out.
They just take your money and they're like, nah, we're
no, because they didn't charge because they never sent it out. Oh. So that's one thing about Guitar Center is like, if you do get back ordered on something, they don't charge you.
Yeah.
You sit in the queue just kind of waiting to happen.
Yeah. That kind of sucks because then, like, what happens if, like, they pre-auth it, take it out of your account, whatever.
Yeah.
But then what happens, like, when they finally get it in, like, just say it was, like, day before payday or whatever, and or you use a credit card that you're near the limit or something on.
Oh,
yeah. You know, yeah, like, and it, like, bounces, or declines or whatever, and then it goes to the next person, and you don't get your shit after that long.
I'd be so pissed.
Yeah, I would be so mad.
Especially after waiting, like, 4 or 5 months.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, speaking of that, a little throwback to earlier, the lost episode.
Yeah.
So that's what I'll call it. My friend there.
Greatest lost episode ever.
Yeah, pretty much.
The best podcast ever.
Had pre-ordered the PS5.
Mm.
And with the pre-order, all they do is just pretty much check to make sure you have your card amount still ready to go. So when it does happen,
you're good.
You're good to go. When they did check, he was like $5 less than what it was. So they bumped him off of the list to the bottom.
Ouch.
Yeah, he was not too happy about that.
Dan didn't you Dan you didn't even get to confirm a pre-order, did you?
No, I kind of left it to fate. I went in and was like, all right, you know, I'm going to get a PS5 eventually.
That's what I'm going to do.
I might as well check to see if it's there. Mm-hmm. And so when the pre-orders hit first, I was like, cool, let me see if I can snag one. And so it came up, and I was like, cool, I can add to cart, got in. And a second got, like, went to, like, you know, when you transition to, like, the cart to the payment process, it was like, it stalled out.
Sold out, yeah.
And it didn't say sold out. It just didn't load.
Oh, that's even worse.
And so I would go back to my cart, and it was still on my cart.
Mm-hmm. Just not I'm in like, the
it's
checkout.
It's saving to my cart, but they saved too many to carts.
Yeah.
And so they basically just halted the process.
Yeah, that's so frustrating.
And I took that as a sign that I'm not supposed to have one yet. So I don't need one. I mean, I want to play the new Spider-Man, but that's really about it.
I always wait. And kind of wait for, like, the bundles and see what's going on.
Yeah, like, I picked up the pro bundle with Spider-Man when it came out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I saw the, there's already memes out about the Series X, the new one that came out, the new Xbox.
Oh, I saw a bunch of those overheating.
Yeah, and, like, literally looked like it was fire. A volcano, like, chimney smoke. Yeah.
So it's literally the ring of death?
Yeah. Oh, this was, like, the ring of fire. Like,
Microsoft is really good at their hardware.
Yeah.
Really, really damn good.
Yeah. And I was just like, oh, shit.
Hear Johnny Cash in the background.
That would be great if they actually, like, licensed it.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
This fatal error happens and just...
You just hear Ring of Fire.
Starts playing and you're like, no!
I fell into a burning Ring of Fire.
Yeah.
It's just three red lines. Mm-hmm. In the hat circle. Oh, God.
That would suck.
But, yeah, I probably won't be getting any of them for... a while either. Like
I don't expect to buy this Xbox. I just don't.
Yeah, I'm going to probably get the PS, but probably not till next, like, Christmas time for the bundle to come out.
Yeah,
I'll probably grab it then.
I was able to get a Xbox Series X last year on sale. It was like $100 off or something like that. So I traded in my original. I had the original Xbox One.
Yeah.
And that thing was slow as molasses. Like, the UI was just, like, terrible. It just, like, it felt like you were, you know...
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, it's not good. And I was like, you know what? This Xbox is supposedly so much faster than the original. I'll get it. Hopefully it'll, you know, make things better. Because it just is always frustrating as hell. And it doesn't do that at all. It's still just as slow. And I'm just like, what the hell?
Yeah.
So I'm just like, I'll stick to my PC for now. I don't care.
Yeah, I'll stick
with
the PlayStation Plus.
Yeah.
Kind of just download free game skis and
dude, that's like, I don't, play that. Like, I barely buy console games anymore. Like, between having Game Pass for Xbox and having the PlayStation Plus, it's like, unless it's something like Spider-Man, where I need to play it day one or whatever.
I can
wait.
We're adults now.
Yeah, we're adults.
And there's so many like games now that I have from PlayStation Plus that I haven't even really like gone back and played.
Oh yeah.
Like the most recent one was that I downloaded was the Lord of the Rings Shadow of War. It's pretty dope.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I enjoy that very much.
Yeah. It's basically like it's like Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
But
Lord of the Rings.
But Lord of the Rings. And a little bit, but like...
And you could build an orc army.
Yeah. The first one, I haven't played the second one, but the first one was really fun right when it came out.
I heard the first Lord of the Rings one was dope.
Yeah. I actually had... So because I built a new computer a couple months ago, I got a voucher for the new Assassin's Creed game. So Valhalla.
Valhalla.
So I actually like...
I'll probably buy Valhalla.
Yeah.
Just because I'm... look like a Viking.
Yeah. And, like, that's the thing. It's, like, I don't think I've bought an Assassin's Creed game in, like...
Last one, we actually talked about this.
I get a bunch of them for free, like, through, like, Xbox and stuff. Like, I have them all, but it's because I got them for free through, like, Game Pass or Games with Gold or whatever.
Yeah.
But the last one I actually bought is when I bought my original Xbox One. I got that Assassin's Creed bundle that came with it, and it was, like, Assassin's Creed 5 and Black Flag. So I got those two. And
I haven't played Black Flag. The last one I played was 3. When he's the Native American.
Yeah. Dan and I, that was the last time we got boondoggled.
Yeah.
We've told that story before.
Yeah. Previous PAX. Possible previous podcast.
Yeah.
Or no, was that the podcast that was another one where I thought I was recording, but it wasn't?
It might have been. Yeah, it might have been. I don't know.
That was the old board.
But yeah.
Bamboozled.
Yeah, bamboozled. And quite possibly duped.
We were duped.